The Open Book on CliffCentral.com.
Yes, it is the Gospel Hour right here on Cliff Central. A beautiful morning to all of you from all of us here on The Open Book. I love mornings, man. I absolutely love mornings. This morning I was up at 5 a.m. to obviously make sure that I prepare everything that I need to do for today's show right here on The Open Book. As a matter of fact, one of my favorite verses, I've got two, but I want to share this one with you first. It is from Psalm 30 verse 5, and it says, "For his anger is but for a moment. His favor is for life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning." Isn't that just awesome? You know, so I want you to do yourself a favor and to meditate on the scripture. Once again, it's Psalm 30 verse 5. And just go and search for that joy, you know, that breakthrough or that divine favor that you're looking for, because it is somewhere out there. God promised it to you. He says that joy comes in the morning. So maybe you just need to just look elsewhere to find it. And when you find it, give God the praise. Come on now. Because that's what we do. We give God the praise for every single good thing that is done for us. Another one of my favorite morning verses is this one. It says, "The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning." I love this, you know, for the simple fact that some of the times when you're in a specific day and you're worrying about tomorrow, you're thinking to yourself, oh my word, how am I ever going to get through that, you know, having so little energy to do the little things or the things that I need to do today. I think you need to just come back to this first and just, you know, to remember that his mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. It may seem like you don't have what is sufficient for you to get through tomorrow, but trust you me, when you wake up in the morning, you will have it. Just like the manna when the Jews when the Jews were there in the desert, you know, for 40 years, God gave them the manna just enough for the day that they were in and promised them that the following day, his mercies are new every morning. It reminds me of that song. If you know that song, for those of you who remember Kiddies Church, because I know a lot of people never really quite, especially people our age, they never really quite went to Sunday school. There's a song we used to sing it just to go. "The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness." Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Love that. Thank you. Yeah, I love music, you know, like I love songs for the fact that I think a lot of scriptures that I remember them because I sang them at some point. When I was at the Drakensberg, we sang a work called The Messiah. You know, The Messiah is where the Hallelujah chorus comes from. Hallelujah. And that is so full of word, man. It is so full of word that, like, at my age right now, I can, like, remember all those verses as if I am, like, what, the most anointed pastor out there. But yes, we have a lot of fun. We have a lot of fun here on Cliff Central because that is what, you know, that is what the gospel is. It sets us free. And I've really got to say that I absolutely love what I do, just to be given a platform on Cliff Central, which if you listen to most of the other podcasts on the station, it is a secular station, and I get to do a Christian show or a gospel show, whatever you want to call it. And it is really just such a great honor because you know why? Because I love entertainment and I love the entertainment industry, and I love God and the opportunity to serve his kingdom through what I do, because this gives me the opportunity to really bring the two together. So my question for you is today is this: how in your line of work, you listening? So how in your line of work or interest are you taking Jesus to the world? In other words, bringing the gospel or the good news into your place of influence, because I fully believe that wherever it is that you're working, that God has placed you in that place. Because Jesus encourages all of us in Mark 16 verse 15 to go into the world and to preach the good news to everyone. My favorite explanation of the word preach is by St. Francis of Assisi. St. Francis of Assisi, who once said, "Preach the gospel at all times, and when necessary, use words." We don't have to go out there and preach like I do all the time. But I think, you know, it is in your acts, not so much in what you say, that that brings glory to God and administers to those around you. My guests for today are two individuals who are using their skills to glorify God. I mean, these two guys, well, it's one guy and one lady. They're really good at what they do, doing great work for the advancement of the kingdom. They are the kind of people who never do interviews. They're probably nervous where they are right now, but they facilitate and they create opportunities for musicians, actors, authors, preachers to really sort of get their brands out there, obviously within their ministries. They are prominent individuals in the media space, and they are the following people: television executive and creator of the show Gospel Classics, Tabo Pizzo, and Cher Murphy is also here with us. She's the media and marketing coordinator for Christian Art Media. A bit later on in the show, I'm also going to chat to one of my favorite people, Pastor Ronnie Johnson, who moved all the way actually from Johannesburg to Port Elizabeth to be a station manager and to start up a station called PEFM. So he'll be joining us just later on the line, all the way from Port Elizabeth. If you've guessed it, well, here it is. Our topic for today is Christian media. It's going to get quite interesting. And for those of you who want to obviously get into media and Christian media as such, this is definitely the show for you. But otherwise, you know, media is for all of us. So all of us have got something to learn from this. So stay with us as we explore the subject. This is The Open Book with myself, Loiso Bala, on Cliff Central. So amazing, overwhelming. If you're listening to us live, 9 to 10, this Thursday, the song that you've just heard is How Awesome Is Our God, it's by Israel Houghton from the album Live in Asia. It really is just such a beautiful album. As a matter of fact, this song right here was actually written, it was co-written, but it was written by Neville Diedrichs. Some of you will know him as Neville D. And he just got a Grammy nomination for that. So he's preparing to actually leave next week, I think around the 12th, to make sure that he's there to collect his Grammy. And I believe that he's going to get that Grammy. Do you know why? Because he got the Dove Award for this for the song. And a Dove Award is sort of... it's kind of automatic that you're going to get the Grammy. Well, so we believe. Let's hope that the Grammy people agree with us. So yeah, well done to Neville D. Now, our topic for today, as I said earlier on, is Christian media. And you're probably asking, what is Christian media? Well, here you go. Christian media can either refer to Christians who work in secular media or media that is Christian. That is going to be our focus. That's what we're going to be focusing on today. And it can also refer to various aspects of mass media, which is primarily targeting the Christian demographic. There are different forms of Christian media, and there are as follows. You get Christian films, which is actually a film genre, Christian film. There's also Christian radio, which is a radio format of music and programming that within itself includes several sub-formats. We're going to be speaking to Pastor Ronnie, who's actually just started a Christian radio station down in Port Elizabeth. And you also get Christian television. Some of you may have come across some of those on your TV channel. And these television channels, the entire broadcast programming schedule is television programs directly related to Christianity. Pretty self-explanatory. Just in the same way that there are also Christian books, Christian magazines, and Christian newspapers. So nothing much I can probably say about that. But there's an interesting one that I came across, and it is Christian video games. Can you believe it? These are generally released by independent Christian developers through sometimes a major company that develops a game targeted at this audience. Yeah, if one reads up on the Bible, you get stories like Noah's Ark, the Jewish Trek, you know, just for the lack of a better word, and even David and Goliath. You'd probably agree with me that these would make for some great games. I don't know about the age restriction, though, because, the Old Testament, it was rough. It was pretty rough back in those days, but I'd love to play those games. But as I mentioned earlier on to you, that in studio with me, I have Cher Murphy from Christian Art Media, and I also have Tabo Pizzo, who is a TV executive. A beautiful morning to you, wonderful people.
Good morning, Luiso. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, I hope you can hear that. That is Cher, the lady, and Thabo on the other side.
Thanks, really
awesome. Cher, I'm going to start with you. Okay, ladies first. So tell us about Christian Art Media and just the role that you play within the company.
Okay, just to put into a larger perspective, Christian Art Distributors is the umbrella company, and underneath Christian Art Distributors, we have Christian Art Gifts, which I'm sure you've seen, beautiful mugs, you know, with your faith, love, hope, and then pens, diaries, you know, stationery. And then we've got Christian Art Media, which is the movie, as you mentioned, movies, music, and resources, for example, messages, you know, pastors' messages like Louis Giglio, Andy Stanley's. Mm-hmm. And then we have Christian Art Publishers, which is the publishing department, which we translate books from English into Afrikaans. And we have a lot of local authors under the publishing department. And then also the Christian Art Distributors is the distribution of imported books into South Africa. So my role within Christian Art Distributors is to get those brand new beautiful releases and messages out through the media and into the public.
That's awesome. And how different, what differentiates your company, Christian Art Media, from other media companies that are out there?
I would say that it would be that Christianity, you know, the Bible is the blueprint for our content that we distribute.
Yeah.
So we base everything that we're going to get out into the media on the Bible and with that, you know, with Jesus Christ as the moral fiber throughout.
So do you guys ever like maybe you get books that claim to be Christian, but they're not. So obviously, do you actually look at the scriptures and say this is not scriptural, so we won't distribute this, or do you just do it because it's just, you know, it's Christian literature?
No, absolutely. We have a, you know, accountability to Jesus for one, and obviously to a board of individuals that we assess all the content first. Being a Christian distribution company, we cannot we cannot conform to the ways of the world in terms of things that we just think would sell, because we
like making, The Secret. You don't sell The Secret.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, we just have to make sure that Jesus' name is made famous, and you know, that above all is beyond any profit making.
Okay, cool. That's awesome. So now tell me something, because obviously there's been a huge shift with digital sort of taking over. It's so much easier now to actually get, you know, to get books and songs without even paying for them, if you look at streaming and so on and so forth. And this has impacted the market as a whole in a big way. Has it sort of been the same in the Christian sector? I mean, like, in other words, like, how different are Christian consumers to, for lack of a better word, to your secular consumers?
Well, firstly, if you look at the South African census a few years ago, 79.8% of South Africans actually classified themselves as Christian. So in terms, that's about 8 to 10 people walking through into a store are open to Christian content. Mm-hmm. But in terms of our Christian consumers, we do find that we have quite a loyal physical product buying consumer. And within the secular arena, there's a lot more of the digital sales, but we seem to still be doing fine on the physical books and the physical music.
I want to speak about you now. Do you know what I mean? Because you're someone who's obviously, I don't know if you studied media or you went straight into Christian media, but what interested you about Christian media?
I grew up in a Christian family. I studied journalism at Rao and politics, but my very first job was actually the editor of Truth magazine, which was a kind of a cutting edge Christian lifestyle magazine. And from there, I was just exposed to such incredible talent, from authors to musicians to speakers. And I've always seen a complete excellence, you know, coming from Christians and the Christian industry. And also, like, the testimonies that you hear daily of lives being changed. that I can't ever tear myself away from working, you know, from not being surrounded by that kind of environment. So yes, I studied journ, and then after, when Truth Magazine closed down, I was offered the job at Integrity Africa, which was the, because there's Integrity Europe.
Yeah.
And Integrity Africa was the African branch. So we distributed all the content from Integrity UK and Europe. And I was there for many years. And then the repertoire was bought over by Christian Art Distributors. And myself and Nerd and Cross, who at Integrity, we were brought over along to Christian Art Distributors to create the Christian Art Media division there with the movies and the DVDs and the messages, where it was originally just books and gifts.
But I'm sure there are some challenging times in your line of work. What as a Christian inspires you to do what you do on a daily basis?
I think that with the product and the messages that we put out there, it's hope. Yeah. Where a lot of people don't have hope. And it's not like a money back guarantee. It's like, I know Jesus is for everybody. So yeah. I never have to worry about the message not working for anybody in their lives, you know? And just the I get to work with people like you, Luisa, and people like Neville D, and working with events, you know, with pastors like Louis Giglio, and, you know, the Passion team that are coming next week. I could never see myself doing anything else, being surrounded by such incredible people. Challenge-wise, it's time, because in South Africa, we don't always work from like 8 to 5. You know, most jobs, when you love it, you end up working longer than that anyway.
Yeah.
But America...
And if you're in Cape Town, you work from like 10 till 2.
But when South Africa goes to sleep, America wakes up. Challenge just in terms of energy level, that's one thing. But I love it. I couldn't see myself doing anything else. But the testimonies and all the real feedback you get from media and you get back from the public, it's just a no-brainer for me, you know, to carry on no matter the challenges or the struggles or the time and, you know, balancing like two little kids and work. You're going to make it happen, because it's completely worth it, and it's the reason why we're here, you know, kingdom.
Yeah. So, I mean, did you go into this as a job, or did you go into this as your service, you know, towards to the kingdom?
I think it's my passion and my purpose collided, and it just in that way the story of Jesus is unraveling in my life in the way it's supposed to be. So, I think every day, wherever you are, whether you're in a Christian, you know, Christian media, or you a lawyer who's a Christian, you're living out, if you're a Christian and you're living it out, then, you know, that's when your passion and your purpose have collided. That's the way I see it.
No, that's awesome. Thank you so much, Cher. But I want to come back to you a little bit later on.
Okay.
I just want to make, you know, put Tabo there in the corner, feel like I've totally forgotten about him.
Oh, no.
He's so chilled. I can't believe how chilled he looks. I'm so nervous.
Maybe because it's still morning.
Yeah.
It's still morning.
I'm actually an early person, hey?
Just like me.
My day starts at 4 o'clock, but 4 o'clock a.m.
Wow.
But around 7 o'clock, I am Lloyd. What did you say? What
yeah.
Say? Oh, okay.
But you have, I mean, like as you know, as someone in TV, you're used to having long hours.
I mean, that goes with no saying, you know, it's part of the package.
Yeah, you know? And obviously, I mean, like you do a lot of things. Do you want to maybe just give us a little background about what it is that you do right now?
Well, basically, we run a media house, specifically focusing on television.
Yeah.
Although ATTV has a corporate communications division, which is very much the pillar of the company, really. And at this point, we are growing the television division. And within that particular division, we currently have two properties on SABC2. That's Gospel Classics as well as Life 24/7. But there's quite
and Life 24/7 is also, sorry to cut you off, but that's also a Christian
magazine show. But I mean, Loy, Andrew and I, and Andrew, that's my business partner, we are actually Christians. We describe ourselves as Christians in a secular media. Because there's a whole lot more that we do at ATTV. We've got quite a catalogue of shows that we've produced in the past. I don't know if you remember the Coconuts.
Yes, I remember that. That was on Mnet.
Andrew created that show.
Oh, wow.
And produced
it. That was an awesome show.
A couple of dramas that we've done, once-off dramas for SABC. I don't know if you remember Crux. It was a Christian magazine show that we ran for a long time as well. And a couple of other shows that we've done. Cigar used to be on SABC3. We did that show. So that's what ATTV is all about.
So as a Christian in media, and obviously you're not just in media working for somebody else, but you know, you build your own content. Do you even when you're sort of building secular media, is there a standard that you set for yourself in terms of like, okay, let me say, like, morally, is there a moral standard that you set for yourself on the kind of shows that you're gonna, that you're gonna bring out?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, one thing about spirituality, should I say, and us being Christians, that's me and Andrew, is that what your output is gonna be influenced by who you are. You know, the core of who you are. I'll make an example with a very well-known gentleman, Tyler Perry. You notice that in his movies, they're always about healing, finding some sort of closure in the midst of tragedy and things like that. So there's always a theme, and similar with us, you know, what we do, it's always attached to a theme. Sometimes you don't even know it, but you write a script that is meant for a secular platform, and in there there's a lot of Christian nuances. So
I love that, because you know, I write gospel stuff, and some of the times I write secular stuff. Well, I say it's secular because obviously it doesn't say Jesus inside of it.
Yeah.
But the thing is, you know, I can understand where you're coming from, because I like to uplift people.
Right.
And even if I'm doing a so-called, I don't like the word secular, but I'll use it, you know?
Right.
But like, even if I'm doing a secular show, all it is to inspire, and it's to bring, you know, like, it's to bring glory to God. You know, God is a lot of things. He is hope. He is love, you know?
Yeah. Actually, Loy, the gospel is not meant for Christians. Mm. Gospel is meant for people who do not know Christ. You know, and Jesus spoke about that, you know, that he came to heal the brokenhearted, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you already have something, you don't need it, do you? Hence I'm saying we very much are Christians, in a secular space.
Yeah,
media sector.
No, I mean, like, that's and that's perfectly fine, because Jesus didn't say go out to church buildings and make disciples. He says go out into the world.
That's
John 3 verse 16, the most famous verse in the Bible, for
God so loved the world.
You know what I mean? So in the same way that we shouldn't be off the world, but we should love the world.
Absolutely.
And that's how the world, you know, should see us.
Yeah.
How did you get into television? And I guess,
dude, I tell you what, a very fascinating story, but I'll try and make it short.
Yeah.
So I think it's year 1999.
Yes.
And it's on my birthday, and this gentleman who's a family friend gives me a camcorder, you know, a home camcorder.
Yeah.
And during that time, I mean, what we would do during holidays is go to Christian camps. So there would be a winter camp and a summer camp. So this particular winter camp, I decide I'm going to take this camcorder, and I think this was around 2000. I'm going to take this little camera, and do a documentary at the camp and just mess around, you know, have fun with the camera, talk to people, you know, invade their dormitories, see what they're wearing, what they're doing, you know, or just have fun with the camera. I just so happened to share a dormitory with a gentleman called Thokozani Nkosi.
Yes, you know, yes, I know Thokozani. I actually wanted to have him on the show. But.
And at the time, he was just starting his company. He was already a young television executive invading the industry. So everyone knew about him, and he was really, really starting to step up, you know. So he, unbeknown to me, you know, he's looking at me and he's like, who's this young guy with this camera messing around, and one night he then asked me, you know, would you like to do this for a living? The next thing I know, the following year, 2001, I'm a runner in his company, literally buying food for presenters whenever we shoot, you know, cable bashing for cameramen, things like that. And, geez, is it 15 years later now?
And here you are.
We run
and you
ATTV.
Got your own, and you got your own tables running around and picking up. So and you guys are partners as well, actually.
We actually have associates, so we associates, do a whole lot of stuff together. He's my brother.
That's awesome, man.
He was really, really used of God.
And he actually, I mean, like, he actually does, you do gospel, you guys do gospel classics, and he does gospel time.
Gospel time, yeah. With, so we do that slot together.
You guys own the, you know, you own that space. I should come to you for a job.
No, he's an amazing guy, and he's done quite a lot.
Do you ever find that, when you're looking for a station to, you know, to sort of play your new shows, your new ideas that you have. Mm. I don't know the exact terminology for that. But do you ever find a challenge, maybe with program managers, or the channel itself, sort of discriminating against Christian content?
You know, not at all, Loy. In fact, the most selling music in the country is gospel music.
Say that again, please.
So South Africans are first and foremost Christians, you know, and so I mean, the gospel is what has brought us through a whole lot of things.
Yeah.
You know, this country has a very dark history, as you would know. What they call the liberation movement today started in a church. You know, we were told that there were priests in the church, and there was this little meeting in this church, and out of that a liberation movement was born, and the song that Zahara sings,
Liza
Lise. Tiko Itingalako,
yeah,
right? That's the song.
I'm actually bringing, if I can just put this out now.
Yeah.
I'm actually bring out a song called Kingdom Come,
yeah,
and it has those exact lyrics.
Yes.
You know, a wonderful song by Reverend Soga, actually.
Yeah.
He went to Ireland, I think, in 1857.
Right.
Probably the first South African, you know, black person to ever go across the seas.
Right.
And was the first ordained priest. And from his African influences and from his Irish influences, he wrote that song, Liza Lisa Dingalak.
Wow.
So it's
how
a
amazing.
Beautiful, you know, like it's how a beautiful
amazing.
Story. It's not a, you know, it's not something that came out of apartheid.
Yeah.
It is, it is, you know, it just shows that before even that, there was God.
Absolutely.
You know?
And so I think South Africans at the very core of their hearts, they know that, if it wasn't for God, we wouldn't be where we are.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, post 1994, the worst could have happened. And yet we were contained by God's love. And so I'm saying this to you to say, Christian content, place it everywhere, it's well received. So we never really have challenges. I'm sure you'd agree with me.
Absolutely. Mm. We wouldn't have a company if we didn't have...
I want to ask you both. You know, I want to ask you both a question. I mean, you've mentioned the fact that, you know, Christian, Shea, you mentioned earlier on that Christian content is well received by the you know, by the Christian demographic, that no matter what, you know, no matter how much, let's say a digital media has sort of changed the landscape of even print in the country, but that, you know, Christians, they go in, they still buy stuff, they buy originals. Thank God that, or else they feel a little conviction inside when they copy things, you know. Thank God for that. You know?
I always see it as the honesty box theory, like in your B&Bs, you know, with the money. I feel that that's what Christians really do have.
Yeah. And Tabun, you mentioned that, you know, gospel music is the biggest, you know, is the biggest selling genre in the country.
Let me tell you what just happened. A lot of people don't know this. I mean, I love Casper to death. I think he's lovely.
Which Casper the Ghost or Casper Nyovest?
Casper Nyovest. And I know that there was a big hoo-ha about Fill Up the Dome.
Yes.
But let me tell you, we did a Joyous Celebration 20 at Moses Mabhida Stadium. We were producing that show.
Yeah.
There were 20,000 people in that stadium, my man.
Wow.
20,000 people.
That's the proof, eh?
Who stayed for hours and hours upon
it
end?
It was an 8-hour show.
Wow.
And people stayed.
Yeah.
In fact, when I was sitting with Lindelani Mkhize on post-production, when we now watching the DVD, which is due to be out quite soon, he couldn't believe it. And,
seriously?
And Lindelani is the guy that... founded Kwaito, by the way. A lot of people don't know that.
What? There you go.
Gave a lot of platform. Gave platform to a lot of artists.
Yeah.
The likes of Bo Mams, Bongile Khumalo. They were first signed by Lindelani on Sony. And yet, this is the guy that knows that gospel music in the country is something that we should have and we should treasure. 20,000 people.
You know that there's a study that came out by Harvest Media, because they obviously have a lot of corporates who want to see with who they can align with. So they did a study on the music that people listen to the most, on the biggest genre, and gospel was 4 times bigger than the one just under it. And they thought that it was going to be hip hop, or that it was going to be house music. So that was amazing. Let us let's go over to Port Elizabeth, Pastor Ronnie Johnson. He is the station manager of PFM, is on the line. Pastor Ronnie. Oh, we seem to have lost Pastor Ronnie. We'll try and just call him back again. But so, okay, Shea and Tabo. So coming back to my point from earlier on, how important, you know, because it is easy, you know, for someone like me who sings gospel music, it is easy for you guys to do this because there is, you know, it is the biggest genre. But how important is one's spirituality when they come into this, like individually? Do you know what I mean?
Oh, very important. You cannot produce something that you are not affair with or you don't know. You cannot produce from an empty space when it comes to matters of spirituality. Do you agree with me?
Like I always say, anointing cannot be faked and God won't be mocked, you know. And a lot of people might see the gospel industry as a money-making, you know, industry, but... people want are hungry for the truth, and if they see an artist or an author that, you know, isn't living what they, you know, putting out there, I truly don't believe it would sell anyway.
People are, and you know what,
it has
and
to be authentic.
And I've always said, like, you know, like my pastor's always said that, you know, if God is not if God is into something, you won't be able to stop it.
Absolutely.
If he's not in it, you won't have to stop it. So I think for all of the, you know, like for all those who are doing this but are dead in spirit, it's just a matter of time before you face your demise. You've got to speak the truth on the open book. Let's get back to Pastor Ronnie. I think we've got Pastor Ronnie back on the line. Pastor Ronnie.
Good morning.
Hey, so good to hear you. Are you well?
Good morning. I'm well, and you, Louis,
so? Good, thank you. Pastor Ronnie, so today we're speaking about Christian media, and I've got a gentleman from television, got Che as well from the print side, and we wanted to talk to you just for a brief moment about Christian radio.
Right.
Yeah, so my first question is, what is the difference between a mainstream radio station and a Christian radio station?
Well, in my sense, mainstream radio has a spotlight on marketing, and, you know, it addresses life issues, where Christian radio, and on the other hand, addresses life itself. And I, you know what I love about Christian radio, Luiso, is the fact that it zooms into the well-being of the individual, body, soul, and spirit. So for me, Christian radio has the holistic approach, and the spotlight is on you, the individual. So yeah. Christian radio has that kingdom mandate, but we cover all aspects. We cover aspects that affects everyone, so Christian and non-Christian can actually listen to Christian radio. So that's the difference for me.
But then how do you guys, how do you guys get the funds to run the station? You still play ads though, right?
Yes, very, very difficult. As you know, we've just started this brand new radio station about 3.5-4 years ago.
Yes.
It was quite challenging, because a lot of times people think, you know, Christian radio, well, not for us. We will market somewhere else. We will market on mainstream. But Christian radio, in essence, has the family. And if we have Christian radio, we have the family, because mom, dad, and children goes to church, if you understand what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
So you know, Christian marketing has been very difficult. And for us, that was one of our major problems and one of our major challenges that we faced when we started. It was like a stranger knocking on a door. You can imagine, I mean, I'm new to the city of the Port Elizabeth, and starting a radio station here where I know nobody, it was a challenge in itself. But I overcame that. You know how I overcame that?
Yes.
I overcame that by networking and going out and meeting leaders and businesses and so forth. And slowly but surely, we start growing, and we're still in that growing process.
Mm.
Another challenge was breaking ground in the business sector, and that's what your question is about.
Yeah.
You know, breaking ground in the business sector was really, really challenging, because usually they would look and, you know, who's this new kid on the block?
Uh-huh.
They first want to wait and see what the radio station is all about, and how, you know, and how the response, what the response we get. And I must say, you know, God has been really gracious for us here at PFM, because last year we grew by 400%. Our listenership grew by 400%. It was phenomenal, and for that we can give God the glory.
Wow, that's awesome. Last question, Pastor Rane. How can people who are interested in getting involved with PFM, you know, sort of either help or even, you know, maybe for some of the projects that you guys have, can actually come and volunteer in any way?
Absolutely. Well, there are many opportunities, especially for interns and people that want to get involved. The first thing, obviously, is contact us via email, info@pefm.co.za, or give our office line a call. But make inquiries to what the station represents, you know. First, that's the first thing one needs to do. And not just contact and, you know, wow, I want to be on radio, I want to be on Christian radio, and contact us. No, make inquiries about what the station represents, and then decide really if you want to pursue your interest in the organization. And we do stand for certain values and principles that need to be adhered to. So, yeah, we have a host of areas open, but one needs to have people come in that really has a heart for what we stand for and what we're doing.
That's awesome, Pastor Rane. Pastor Rane, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us. I pray that God may continue to enlarge your influence within your territory.
Absolutely.
I mean, there you are. And I think for us, you know, it's about enlarging the territory. But the thing is, you already have the territory, and that, you know, and that your numbers will just keep doubling and doubling and doubling, like the song says. Double on. Okay.
Well, thank you.
And hope to
so
see you soon.
Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you so much.
And hope to see you soon. Thank you so much, Pastor Rane.
God bless you.
Thank you. Yes, the same to you.
Bye-bye.
Pastor Rane. Rane from that's Pastor Rane from PEFM in Port Elizabeth. Make sure that when you are in that vicinity, that you definitely tune into there. We're going to go into an ad break, maybe play a song, we'll see. And then we'll come back just have some chats. But before we do that, actually, I have a wonderful, not even a surprise, but we're running a competition for the Passion Conference. Now, the Passion Conference is taking place in Pretoria. Share Do you want to just give us some information?
Yes, on the 12th at Loftus Stadium, as you said, Thabo, like stadiums, Christians can fill.
So, and they're filling up pretty quickly.
Absolutely. You know? No, it's been incredible, the response. Pastor Louis Giglio will obviously be the speaker. If anybody doesn't know who Pastor Louis Giglio is, literally go onto YouTube and click type in indescribable, and you'll see what we mean by his messages and how they impact. The artist that will be performing will be Chris Tomlin. Everyone knows Chris Tomlin, Israel Houghton, and the Passion Band with the frontman Christian Stanfield. So that's Friday night, the 12th at Loftus Stadium, and then we fly to Cape Town, and we go to Cape Town Stadium to pack that one out with the same artist and the same incredible speaker.
Is Chris Tomlin going to sing Good Father? Do you know?
More than likely.
Because I think that's like, his biggest song. If you want tickets, to that show, we're giving away double tickets to the Joburg one, which is happening on the 12th. And then Cape Town, you're going to be seeing them on the 13th.
The very next day.
The very, very next day. You can either give us a call, 0861-555-189, or you can send your answers to
CamWinners, so that's CamWinners@gmail.com, along with the question.
The question is, which of who will be taking part? You only just need to name just one artist. The one of them, I should play a little bit of his song just afterwards. Chris Tomlin, let's go to an outbreak.
Keeping it real on CliffCentral.com.
Choice. Sometimes you have it, and sometimes you don't. Auto Trader gives you the choice. Now you can shop, compare, and buy new cars. Watch our expert video reviews and research before you buy. Auto Trader New Car. The choice is yours.
The Open Book on CliffCentral.com.
Who doesn't love Chris Tomlin or Israel Houghton? Those are like the top guys. When I listen to them nearly every day. I won't lie and say every day. Please, if you want to win tickets to the Passion Conference hosted by the Passion Church next week, the 12th of February, that's going to be at Loftus Stadium, and then on the 13th of February, that's going to be in Cape Town somewhere.
Where? Cape Town Stadium.
Cape Town Stadium.
Totally.
Wow. Nothing right more. In Greenpoint.
Totally.
Come on now.
Fill up the stadium.
Wow.
And we are filling up those stadiums, guys.
Yeah. That is so awesome. So if you want tickets, just let us know which of the artists are going to be featured in that, as part of that conference, or even the speaker himself, and email it to
CamWinners@gmail.com.
Yes, CamWinners@gmail.com. Very, very easy. Just remember CamWinners, which is CAM. Thabo?
Yeah.
If people are interested in media, you know, I know that not everyone can get hold of a camcorder like you did, and then be spotted by Tokozani. If people are interested in getting into television, Christian media, what should they? What can they do?
Look, I first and foremost always encourage people to go to school. You know, school is very, very important.
Yeah.
You know,
I should always say that, you know, 6 months or a semester can actually teach you 10 years of experience.
Oh, absolutely.
And even better.
I mean, just to let you know, I did drop out. I think into my second year.
Yeah.
I just made a firm decision to go back to school.
Wow.
I don't need to, but where I am right now, you know, I thought to myself, I want to go back to school and empower myself even more and enlarge my knowledge base. So
yeah,
I want to encourage young people to do that first. And absolutely. Secondly, just be willing to serve. Mm. You know, I mean, part of my story, in fact, the very foundation of my story has to do with serving, because I went in and I said to Tozan, I want to do whatever you want me to do. And he said, okay,
sure.
Go to the shops, buy this and this and that, cable bash, assist with this, assist with that. You know, so I was a runner, you know, and at the time, that's all I wanted to do.
Amen.
So go to school. Be willing to serve. And there's just so much information these days, you know. We work with information on our hands, cell phones.
Be willing to learn.
Learn from industry greats, you know. I mean, I'm constantly looking up James Cameron. What is he up to? What is he doing? I'm constantly looking at, you know, a lot of executive producers, what they're busy with in terms of television, you know, and learning about formats, etc. So, yeah.
Wow. Share, same. Nothing can add, because I completely agree with him as well. But you know what you can, do, Share. You can probably just let us know just what you guys have out at, you know, at Christian Media, stuff that we should go look out for, where we can find this material. Yeah, I just got a book called Digital Cocaine, which is about, and I think one of the quotes that I saw in there, it said that what's the difference between playing, you know, video games and taking a...
For an hour.
Yeah, for an hour. And then a line of cocaine, it says.
Yeah.
It says, well, to the brain, it's not... There's no difference at all. It's the same thing. So it's a wonderful book. But what are the other items that you guys are bringing out at camp?
Well, a massive one for us, and also just proof again of the hope and the message of God. It's War Room. It was a Christian movie. It is a Christian movie. And in its first week of showing in America, it became America's number one film at the box office. Wow. Now, that says something. And the byline of that movie is... prayer is a powerful weapon. It's as an obvious Christian, you know, byline as you can get, and that literally filled out the cinemas. And then we have what's coming up is the epic film Risen coming through Sony Pictures. We will have the CD and the book that are the ancillary products of this movie. So book your tickets to go watch that. It's the story of Jesus Christ. And one of my absolute most hard-hitting books I've had the privilege to read and be working on is 558 Days. Yes. The author is Yolande Corky. As you all might know, her and her husband were abducted in Yemen in 2013. And the book being 558 Days, they were held captive for 558 days. And sadly, her husband, Pierre, lost his life. And now she's written her memoirs as well as his down in the book. And... it is the most incredible, incredible story of like heartache and above all forgiveness that will blow your mind. So that is a book, please, everybody must read. Whether you're a Christian or not, you will see that through, even though you walk through hell, it's probably hell that they experienced. They never lost sight of Jesus.
Amen. Get that stuff. Butabo, thank you so much.
Thank you,
Peter, for coming over here. We'll continue to watch gospel classics and anything
Please
else
do,
that
yeah.
That you bring out, and also to share from Christian Art Media. I want to end today's show with this quote. It says, and it's actually by Jim Morrison.
Wow.
Hello. You know, he says, whoever controls media controls the mind. And there are two things I want to say about that. Just, you know, be aware of what media you are consuming. Let's all get back into supporting and consuming Christian media, because whoever controls media and whatever media that you allow in will control your mind. And and I pray that, you know, to the two of you and to all the people out there who are in Christian media, that God may just continue to just, you know, to enlarge your power over media so that, you know, God
we
can
receive
take
that.
Amen.
Yeah, so that God can take a hold of Amen. Our minds. Luis Obata, The Open Book. See you guys next week.
Thank you.
The Open Book on CliffCentral.com.